Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Ashish Dev and Asia Jordan with TEDxULM. Welcome to KEDM. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Corey.
Let's start here. Ashish, you're the organizer of TEDx at ULM, but some people may not know what TED is. So let's start there, I guess. Asia, what is TED?
TED is a nonprofit organization that began in 1984, and TED literally stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. Its mission is devoted to ideas worth spreading. And it usually comes in the form of short, powerful talks, anywhere between 12 to 18 minutes. You can find them on YouTube. They're all over the web. And really, the motivation behind this is that a single idea has the potential to change a community and bring about change on a global scale.
You know, I have a short attention span, so these things are great for me because I can follow something for, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And then after that, I don't want to hear you talk for an hour. If you can't say it in 10 minutes, you probably shouldn't be saying it.
Exactly. It's very efficient.
Ashish, TEDx at ULM is sort of following the model of the TED Talks. What is TEDx and how is ULM involved?
So TEDx are licensed local TED-like events. So TED has this mission of ideas worth spreading, and it gives away the license to organize TEDx events around the globe. So basically the mission is we have a global platform for spreading ideas, and we want to bring in the ideas brewed locally in small communities to the world. TEDx ULM follows the same path of bringing this global platform of sharing ideas to ULM. It's going to be a creative and intellectual platform which will encourage the trailblazers of Monroe and surrounding areas to voice their unheard ideas.
I've listened to a lot of these things and watched a lot of them on the internet. And like I said, I've got a short attention span, so these things are great for me. Mm-hmm. Because in an hour, you can sit down and hear four different, you know, great ideas about different things. Asia, I know I listened to one from Bill Gates that was really cool. What's a TED Talk you've listened to that you think people need to hear and something that kind of changed the way you think?
One that I listened to was from Amy Cuddy, a social psychologist, and she spoke about body language and power poses. And a power pose is where you stand with your body open in a very confident posture. And she speaks on the psychology behind that, on how that kind of shapes how you perceive yourself and how people perceive you, and how holding these confident postures can implement confidence throughout your day and really shape the way you feel about yourself and shape ultimately who you are.
All right. Do I look confident right now? I know we're on the radio, but
I think you do. I think you look pretty confident.
Okay. Does he look confident?
He looks calm, cool, confident, and collected.
Ashish, you are asking folks to come to this event. The event is a little ways off, though. Tell me, when's the event going to be at ULM?
So the event is going to be on April 4th, 2019. Right now, the applications to be a speaker at TEDxULM is open.
So you guys are asking for people who want to do their 10 to 12 minute speech to apply. Is there a cost to apply, Asia?
No, there is not. It's free to apply.
And what kind of folks, if I apply and I get selected, what kind of folks do I get to talk to? Who comes to TED Talks?
So there is no official requirement. You can go to our website, TEDxULM.com, and take a look at the application. So it's basically, what kind of ideas do you have? Why do you want to be a speaker at TEDxULM? So it's not, it can be anything. It can be related to business, entrepreneurship, art, speech, language, science. It just has to be something that aligns with our theme, coloring outside the lines. So there is not really a requirement. We just want to know the stories and ideas that this community has to offer.
All right, Asia, there may be someone out there who's got a great idea and wants to talk to folks. And they get to talk to him in a couple of different ways. You've got a room full of people, but these also get shared other places, right?
Yes. And I know that it can be a big fear of, people have fears of public speaking. Public speaking is one of the top five fears, I believe, for humans. And no need to worry there, because we will have public speaking training in order to equip you to share your ideas. So if you have an idea, feel free to apply. Don't worry about public speaking skills. We will put you through training and make you a better speaker. Yes.
Well, you get better by practicing. So this is good. And there's ultimately maybe millions of people who can watch you, because Ashish, these get shared back through the TED organization.
Oh yeah. So TEDx has millions of views online. So that's what we're really excited about, is we can bring these ideas from our community and they can be placed in front of the entire world. People from all over the world see TED Talks every day. I personally start my day with a TED Talk or TEDx talk every morning.
That's why you always come in and are ready to go every day. She also is one of our producers here at KEDM and chops up a bunch of the audio and takes care of a lot of business here at KEDM. Ashish, if folks want to get involved, this theme, Coloring Outside the Lines, how did y'all come up with that?
So Coloring Outside the Lines is like thinking outside the box. We celebrate the fact that some of the world-changing ideas, some of the ideas that have brought us to where we are, were unconventional. Where something that brought the that broke the rules and pushed the human race forward, and we celebrate that through this theme.
It is TEDxULM, and you can find them at TEDxULM.com. The event's coming in April, but looking for speakers right now. Asia, again, for folks to get involved, how do they apply to become a speaker?
You can go to TEDxULM.com, and the application is right there. Fill out the application, and we will receive it and overview it
and go from there.
Go from there.
That's Ashish Dev and Asia Jordan with TEDxULM, Coloring Outside the Lines. You can find out more by visiting our website, kedm.org.